朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想最近不管是报章不管是电视各方面的新闻都在讲到 Omicron 的这个猖狂。
I think whenever you start reading the news, you'll see how Omicron is running rampant.
我们的祷告不能够忽略啊。
And we cannot neglect it in our prayers.
不让仇敌借着病毒借着任何的方式任意的伤害和破坏。
That the enemy doesn't casually and easily bring about his destruction, his harm.
如果你不小心感染了。
You are contracted.
靠着主，不要慌，不要着急，不用害怕。
By the grace of God, do not worry, do not be fearful.
但是同样的，我们也不要轻忽它。
But at the same time, don't treat it very casually and lightly.
我们也要做好该有的防疫措施，不让我们传染给别人。
We got to do our part that we're not contagious to other people.
那我们更希望所有经过这件事的弟兄姊妹们。
And we pray that every brother and sister, as we go through this experience,
我们一定要第一手的来经历主，不要让这个病随随便便的过去。
And I pray that we will come and firsthand experience the Lord, that it doesn't just casually happen to us.
因为我们毕竟跟世人是不一样的。
Because we are different from the world.
有主的人在每一件事情上的经历都应该要有主的结局。
Those who are belong to the Lord. Everything that we experience need to have the Lord's end.
今天是新年啊。
And again, we're at the very beginning of a new year.
我们常常讲新年新希望。
And we say every new year comes with new hope.
我们对新的一年都有很多的憧憬跟盼望。
And we have a lot of hopes, a lot of expectation for the coming new year.
我们也非常感谢主，在这过去将近两年的疫情里面，神让我们有机会透过网络跟很多很多我们根本不知道在哪里的弟兄姊妹有属灵的交通。
And we're very thankful in these past 2 years that because of the pandemic, we had the opportunity through the online services and ministries that we have fellowship with many, many brothers and sisters. Some we don't even know who they are.
我也在这里代表我们小小的 SVCA 向各地的圣徒们问安。
And on behalf of SVCA, if you're watching, I want to greet you.
愿神祝福你们。
May the Lord bless each and every one of you.
然后我们也很需要你们继续为着我们小小的聚会祷告。
And we absolutely need you to pray for this gathering here at Silicon Valley.
让我们能够在主的面前继续认真的走主的道路。
And that with diligence we continue to walk in the ways of the Lord.
今天在开始的时候，我想我念一段摘录，就是 Oswald Chambers。詹博士的那本《竭诚为主》12月31号中间的几句话。
I want to preface this service today by opening with what Oswald Chambers has written on December 31st.
他的这一本书《竭诚为主》已经翻译了大概将近40个不同的语言。我们弟兄只活了43岁，可是这是他属灵的精华。
The devotional that our brother has written, my utmost for his highest, has been translated in numerous languages, and these are the best of what he has given to the Lord.
我就念他的话来代替我自己对弟兄姊妹新年的一个祝福啊。
And again, I'll read his words as my blessing to you all.
这是摘录的啊。神是管理昨天的神，他容许过去的回忆存留，为的是培育我们将来属灵上的成长。神有时用过去来提醒我们，免得我们停在现今肤浅的满足里。
God is the God of our yesterdays, and he allows the memory of them to turn the past into a ministry of spiritual growth for our future. God reminds us of the past to protect us from a very shallow security in the present.
神在我们失败的地方看守和守卫，留意不让我们重蹈覆辙。若他不做后盾，我们势必再犯。神的手伸到昨天去，为我们清除良心里所有的控告。
God will send his forces out where we have failed to do so. He will keep watch so that we will not be tripped up again by the same failures.As would undoubtedly happen if he were not our rear guard. And God's hand reached back to the past, setting all the claims against our conscience.
在进入新一年之际，让我们不要急躁鲁莽，也不要轻率冲动，知道以色列的神必在前头行，昨天已经无可挽回，错过的机会永难再得，但是神可以把这些摧毁性的焦虑或是懊悔变成建设性的美意，好做将来之用。
As we go forth into the coming year, let it not be the haste of impetuous, nor with the quickness of impulsive thoughtlessness, but knowing that the God of Israel will go before us. Are yesterday whole broken and irreversible things for us, but God can transform this destructive anxiety into a constructive thoughtfulness for the future.
好，最后的结论说，让我们把那支离破碎、一去不复返的过去放在他的手中，然后与他一同踏进必要来到的未来。
Leave the broken, irreversible past in his hands and step out into the invincible future with him.
所以他在这里提醒我们，不管我们过去有多么的失败，有多么令人不堪回首或是懊悔的历史。
And he reminds us, regardless of our failures in the past or our history that we are shameful of,
或是有很多痛苦的经历，但是他说让我们不仅仅把过去交在神的手中，
or experiences that brought us great pain, that we would surrender all those things into the hands of the Lord.
劝我们要好好的珍惜，要好好的把握新的未来，
that we would treasure and hold fast to the promise of the future.
而且更重要的一件事情，他说是要与神一同迈进我们的未来，
but more importantly, to comeAnd to usher in or to receive the future with the Lord.
这实在是我们新年的盼望。
And this is the hope for this new year.
希望我们又是新的一年与神同行的一年。
That again, this new year would be another year where we are walking with the Lord.
又是一年我们在主的面前对主有更新的认识和经历的一年。
Another year where we come to know Him more, to experience Him more.
就像哥林多后书五章十七节我们很喜欢的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。就是已过，一切都成为新的。
2 Corinthians reminds us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. All has become new.
所以不管我们过去怎么样，他已经没有办法再去弥补它，去挽回了。
So no matter what happened in our past, there's nothing we can do to change the past.
让我们带着谦卑敬畏的心与我们的神同行。
Be it with a humble and a reverent heart that we come and walk with the Lord.
我们真的希望2022年对我们每一个人的这一生来说都是一个不同。
And I really do pray that 2022 would be a year that is different for each and every one of us.
在我们的属灵上能够有 breakthrough, 有突破。
And that in our spiritual walk that there's a breakthrough in our lives.
有真实的长进和属灵的丰收。
That there's a genuine growth, that there's a genuine harvest.
那我们今年的主题呢，全年教会的主题跟去年还是一样。
The theme for this year is the same as the theme for last year.
大家应该都还记得哈。
You should all remember what the theme is.
讲到无论或生或死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
Now, whether by life or by death, that Christ would be magnified through us.
因为我们祷告后，同工们交通后，都觉得这个题目实在太重要了哈。
And after all much prayers and fellowship with co-workers, we see that this theme is so important.
我们讲到它，祷告到它，我们可以慷慨激昂，可是在生活的实际现实的生活中，你发现这是一个很大的挑战。
And when we come and we pray and we fellowship, we say that, oh, that's a very important topic, but we come to discover that it's a tremendous challenge for our everyday life.
不管在罪恶的诱惑，世界的诱惑面前，或是在我们碰到的艰难面前，
whether in the face of temptation or the world or difficulties that's in our way,
或是我们的使命，或是我们沉重的责任上，我们里面怎么样子能够真正的无论怎样总叫基督照常显大。
Whether in commissions and responsibility, are we able to say that no matter what, Christ be magnified?
而且保罗告诉我们他的秘诀就是因为我活着就是基督。
And Paul says that the secret is that Christ is my life.
换句话说，只有借着活着基督，活出基督来，我们才可能让基督在凡事上显大。
And only through Christ, only through living out Christ, are you able to magnify Christ through all things.
所以面对新的一年，我祷告了相当一段时间以后，我 我个人在信息上面我会有两条线、啊、
And as through prayer, as we were, I was searching before the Lord, concerning the pulpit, the message, there's two lines that we will follow this year.
好，我们为着每一个月第一次的这个 combine 中英文联合的聚会。
For the combined services where the English and Chinese speaking are coming together.
我的主题是从约书亚书约书亚记来看得胜有余的独居之民。
I will come and look at from the book of Joshua, a people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
那么另外一个系列是在中文组对中文弟兄姊妹的信息，是从使徒行传来看高举基督拓展神国。
And the other line is when we're getting together only for the Chinese speaking through the book of Acts, that how do we together corporately to exalt Christ to expand the kingdom of God?
我相信熟读圣经的对于约书亚记跟使徒行传我们都很熟。
And those of you who are familiar with scripture, you know what's in the book of Joshua and the book of Acts.
当你想到这两本书的时候，
When you think about these two particular books,
你就晓得这两本书是充满征战、充满行动、充满见证的两本书。
You know that these two books are full of actions, full of movement, full ofbattles.
它跟我们今天所处的世代，在疫情的底下，在一个越来越具有挑战的世代里面，这两卷书太适合我们。
In the environment that we are in, and the challenges that we face today, in the midst of this pandemic, these two books are very, very relevant to us.
所以我们会借着这两本书，围绕这个主题，就是总教基督照常显大。我们来传讲信息。
So through these two books, we will come and look at how do we allow Christ to be magnified in our lives.
那因为今天是第一堂的信息，所以我先不进到约书亚记。
And again, because it's the very first message for the year, I'm not going to dive right into the book of Joshua.
我先借着今天这一篇的信息，讲到这是独居的民，不列在万民之中来破题。
I'd like to give everybody a preface and an understanding of what this topic means, of people dwelling alone who are not numbered among the nations.
不光为了约书亚记的这个信息破题，也是为了使徒行传的破题。
And not only for the book of Joshua and the book of Acts, but it's for the book of Acts as well that we come into this introduction.
我们先要来看见自己，我们在神的眼中是特别的一般子民。
We need to foremost see that we are a special people to God.
是特特被神从世界里面救出来。然后分别出来的一般子民，属神的子民。
A people that has been redeemed, has been called out, has been drawn out of the world, a people belonging to God.
所以不光只是为了我，也不是为了我要追求 better life, 一个更好的生活而已。
It is not just for me, for my pursuit of a better life.
而是跟神发生关系啊。
But this drawing out, this calling out has everything to do with God.
所以我们来读一下今天的背诵经文。
Now let's come and read the memorization verse together.
出埃及记十九章第四节到第六节的前半。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 4 to the first part of verse 6.
他说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民。”有一个英文的翻译，很多英文的翻译把属我的子民翻成 special treasure。是特别的珍宝，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
好，那这是非常有名的西乃之约。
And this is the covenant at Sinai.
我们等一下会再回头看。
And we'll come turn back and look at this in more detail.
今天要讲我们是独居的民，不列在万民中。
But again, today we're going to come and look at how we are a people dwelling alone, not counted among the nations.
那我就分这两点讲，一个是讲到我们是独居的民。
And one, I'm going to come and look at how we are a people that is dwelling alone.
民数记二十三章第九节。
Numbers chapter 23, verse 9.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. They're a people dwelling alone, not reckoned itself among the nations.
我们知道民数记二十二章到二十四章是摩押王巴勒把那个 贪财的先知哈巴兰找来。
Number 22 to number 24, we know that the king of Balaam he went and called out Balak, the one who the priest that curses the people of God.
他花了很重的代价请他来，一共四次。
And four times he paid a handsome price to bring him.To curse the people of God.
他要叫巴兰来替他咒诅神的百姓。
And again, he wanted Balak to come and to curse the people of God.
但是申命记二十三章第五节告诉我们，他说：“然而耶和华你的神不肯听从巴兰，却使那咒诅的言语变为祝福的话，因为耶和华你的神爱你。
”Numbers chapter 23 says that God will not listen to the words of Balaam.Because the Lord loved him, or the loved the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为你活得平平安安是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, please do not everything think very casually that everything's going smoothly. It's very obvious.
神的对头撒旦想尽办法要来偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
The enemy of God, our enemy, he wants to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
在这里，明明巴兰是要咒诅神的百姓。
Balaam wants to come and curse the people of God.
那位爱我们的神却使他咒诅的话变为祝福的话。
But the God who loves us causes those curses to become blessings.
所以我们的神是一个扭转局面的神。
So our God is the God who turns the tide.
他化咒诅为祝福。
And he turns cursings into blessings.
他化危机为转机。
And he turns these crises into the turning points.
他化我们的忧伤为赞美。
He turns our sorrow into praise.
他化我们的软弱为刚强。
And he turns our weakness into strength.
他化我们的失败为得胜。
He turns our failures into victory.
他化我们的羞耻为荣耀。
He turns our shame into glory.
他化我们的死亡为生命。
He turns our death into life.
你看我随便一讲七个人，你可以继续讲下去。
I just listed seven of these things, and we can keep going.
没有人跟神相遇、发生关系而不被改变的。
There's no one that ever comes in touch with God that they would ever never be changed.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
所以神的儿女们在这里讲到，我们是独居的民。
So the children of God, the Scripture tells us, they are a people that dwells alone.
明明仇敌想要来破坏这一般的人。
The enemy of God was to come and to harm this group of people.
但神保护我们。
Yet God protected them.
神亲自与我们同在。
God is with us.
他把这一切消极的都化成正面。
All of these negativity, God turned it into the positive.
好，所以这一般的民被称为属神的子民。
So this group of people are called the people of God.
当加巴兰想要来咒诅他们的时候。
Balaam wanted to come and curse them.
他看见这般的人，他心里惊讶，他惊叹。
And he saw this group of people, and he was all of a sudden taken. He was at awe.
他咒诅的话变为赞美的话。
And the words that he wanted to use to curse them come out of his mouth were words of praise.
他咒诅的话
blessings.
哎，变为祝福的话了。
And those words of curses became blessings.
所以我们要讲这般独居的民，我们就从这我们提两个点就好了。
And again, these people that are dwelling alone, we're going to mention these.Focus on these two points.
这班为什么特别？
Why are they special?
刚才新乃之约告诉我们，这班人是被神像老鹰一样从埃及给带出来的。
This covenant that was established at Sinai tells us that they are a people that's been brought out of Egypt.
神把我们从世界、从仇敌的辖制底下救出来。
God has delivered us out of this world, out of the bondage of the world.
让我们成为跟神发生关系。让我们成为与神为中心的一般人。
That we would be a people that have a living relationship with Him, where God is the center of our lives.
所以神把他们从埃及带出来，要带到迦南应许之地。
So God brought them out of Egypt and wanted to bring them into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
在中间这一段旷野的路程。
And in this path, in this way of wilderness.
这个叫做行走天路啊。
And this is a heavenly way, a heavenly journey.
啊，我在讲民数记的时候，我说过有两个很关键，其实有三个，我上次讲了一个，其实有两个很关键的神引导我们的原则。
There are two key principles that you'll discover in the book of Numbers.
这是神带领我们的原则。
This is the principle. This is God's way.
那也应该是我们走路的原则。
And it's the principles, the way by which we walk.
一个是在民数记第十章十一到十二节。
The first one is Numbers chapter 10.
他说第二年二月二十号云彩从法柜的帐幕上收上去以色列人就按战往前行。
What verse?
第十章十一节到十二节。
Verse 11. Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, In the second year, and the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony.
有一个翻译，他特别强调说他们是 set out by stages. ESV, 跟这个 NIV 好像都是这样子的翻译。
In verse 12, and the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journey.By stages.
所以我们走天路这两个重要的原则，第一个就讲到，不仅仅神亲自用云柱火柱来带领他们。
These two principles, one is that God himself, with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, he himself is leading his people.
而且他们是按着站往前去，是凡事都有神的美意。
And they are journeying by stages, because every stage has God's wonderful plan.
所以弟兄姊妹，这对这一班的子民为什么特殊？因为神同在。
And these group of people, they're special because of God's presence.
而且神亲自带领我们。
And God himself is leading this group of people.
而且他是照着他的美意带领我们。
And according to the goodness of his heart, he's leading us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们神的儿女们第一件事情要知道的。我们最大的特点就是因为神跟我们同在。
The children of God, we need to understand this, or the characteristic of us is that he is with us.
神竟然爱我们。
God loves us.
而且他在我们这班根本没有什么价值的人身上，要把他整个旨意最高的价值做在我们身上。
And we, this people of very little value, yet he wants to work his wonderful promises in our lives.
这叫做独居的民啊。
This is a people that is dwelling alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to understand this.
而且活在其中。
And then we need to live in the very midst of it.
其实不要讲过去这将近两年的时间。
It's not just these past 2 years.
就连上个礼拜。
Even just last week,
我跟于师母就已经听到了很多让人担心、让人沮丧，或是让人很关心的一些的问题。
Last week alone, Pastor Nancy and I have come across so many news that would cause people to be in despair and things that would just trouble you all day long.
有的是弟兄姊妹自己身上发生的，或是家人身上发生的事情。
And some of the things that are happening to the brothers and sisters themselves are happening to their family members.
当我们在平常的时候，我们说让主照常显大，不太难。
And when we're in the ordinary, we say Christ be magnified. We say, oh, that's not so hard.
当我们蒙恩又蒙福的时候，我们讲凡事都有神的美意，也不难。
When we are blessed, when we're walking and experiencing the grace of God, we say all things have His wonderful plan and the beauty of His plan. That's not hard.
当我们掉到难处，当我们所爱的生病，当我们祷告没有答应的时候，我是不是还能够说凡事都有神的美意？
When we fall into difficulties, when our loved ones are sick, and when we get into positions that we can't get out of, can we still say that all things have His wonderful plan?
尤其仇敌这个时候一定会进来问我们。
And I know that at these specific moments, the enemy will come and ask,
你的神在哪里？
Where is your God?
难道神所说，神启示真说吗？创世纪他就用这个话，对不对？
And then you will hear the words, did God really say?
神启示真说永远爱你吗？
Did God really say that he would forever love you?
神爱摩西吗？爱大以理，爱大卫。没问题，但是神真的爱你吗？
God loves Moses, Daniel, and David. That's of course, but does God love you?
神爱你，为什么让你遭遇这个？
If God loves you, why would He allow you to experience something like this?
这是我二十多年前在台湾高雄一个节目主持人一开头就问我的问题。
Somebody had asked me 20 some years ago on a TV show in Taiwan. The very first question he asked me.
如果你的神是全能的神，又是爱你的神，像你所说的，你为什么今天你的病还没有得到医治？
If God, the God that you believe in is the Almighty God and the God who loves you, then why are your sickness and your illness still not healed?
弟兄姊妹，在这个时候就让我们靠着主，也求主把耶稣基督的信心坐在我们的里面。
So at this very moment, we by the Lord, we ask the Lord, Lord, put your faith in me.
我们相信神怎么说，事情就是怎么样成就的。
We trust that whatever God says, it will happen.
就算我的遭遇是相反的。
Even if my circumstances are contrary to what he said.
甚至约伯说，就算他杀了我，我还是要信他。
As Job says, that even he slays me, I will believe in him.
因为今生所有的遭遇都是暂时的。
Because everything I experience in this life, they are all temporal.
很快都要结束，我们要去见主的。
Very quickly, they're going to come to an end, and I'm going to go and see the Lord.
啊，希望我们用最简单的信心，相信他带领我们，他永远跟我们同在。
But just with the simplest faith to believe that He is with us, He is for us.
啊，第二个原则就是在民数记第二章第二节。
The second principle is Numbers chapter 2 verse 2.
就是他们每到了新的一站的时候。
And every time they come to a new stage.
他们对着会幕安营。
And they will encamp around the tabernacle.
换句话说，会幕是神整个神百姓生活和侍奉的中心。
In another word, the tabernacle is the center of their life and their worship.
他们不仅仅照着神的旨意来走每一站。
Not only did they walk according to God's plan as they walk from stage to stage.
而到了每一站，他们要做的第一件事情就是所有的百姓。围绕着会幕来安营。
But every time they come to a new stage, when they settle, what they will do is they will encamp around the tabernacle of the Lord.
用我们今天属灵的话来说
spiritually speaking today,
就是神是我们生活的中心。
That God is the center of our lives.
是我们一切生活侍奉的中心。
He is the center of all that we do, all of our services.
所以什么时候我们用别的来替代了他该有的位置的话。
Whenever we replace him of being the rightful place,
我们的愁苦一定加增。
Our sorrows will increase.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们没有一个人可以否认的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that every one of us can testify that we can identify with.
真的，什么时候真的用别的来替代主，我们的安息一定失去的。
Anytime we substitute the Lord with something else, that peace goes away.
我们真实的平安、喜乐、满足一定失去的。
That true peace, that true joy, we will lose it.
然后我们的愁苦一定加增。
And then our sorrows will increase.
这是不仅是圣经的话，也是我们几乎每一个人都可以经历的。
The scripture has said this very clearly, and every one of us have experienced it.
也不晓得在你现在人生的阶段，谁是我们的中心。
And I wonder, at this current stage of your life, who is the center?
不管你把你人生二分法、三分法、四分法，或是根据特殊经历来分，到底神是不是你现阶段的中心？
If you come and divide your life in stages or looking at special circumstances, at every one of those places, every one of those stages, has God truly been the center?
所以不管我们自己的成长也好，不管我们在养育我们的孩子也好，不管我们在培养我们的同工也好。
Whether it is our personal growth or raising our children or cultivating co-workers.
如果我们真把大家带到与神为中心，真的尊主为大，其实我们就可以放心了。
And when we truly have brought those individuals so that Christ is the center of their lives, then we can be at ease.
因为他的生活中有神。
Because in their lives, in the midst of their life, there is God.
因为他懂得敬畏神。
Because they know how to revere God.
他真把神当神。
They really treat God as God.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。